Phil Moss joins us now. We're just laughing at Matsuyama, who's just dufties into the
long. Yes,
he's just done a Mossy out of the bunker.
Another good round. Look, we were critical last round. Probably you, I think you commented that it was not one of the better ones. This week we've seen goals. TK said standards a little bit higher with some of the goals we're seeing. We saw Sydney win yesterday. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right, boys. Good morning. Welcome to a new week. 13 goals over the five games, which is great. More than two goals a game on average. And TK's got a good point. Some of the quality of the goals this season have been of a much higher standard. And, you know, that goes in line with the standard of the A-League, improving each year. The foreigners are getting better. The foreigners lift the bar. At the end of the day, you bring foreigners into the league to lift the standard of the local players, and it's all paying dividends.
Well, let's get to the Sydney FC one first, if we can, because Ninkovic, with some really subtle, wonderful skills, coming off his left foot between defenders, and then a really controlled little chip over the top into the vacant goal there, which just beat the keeper, which is great. And then we saw that individual skill I was talking about from Bernie Abini. I called it the goal line. It's now, I'm informed, being the byline. But the fact of the matter was, he beat two defenders. The initial shot was blocked, and then he finished off the second shot.
Yeah, that's right. Depending on which dressing room you're in, it's either fantastic individual skill or it's shocking defending. And I know Mark Jones would have been filthy with that goal. But look, you know, I've put some heroes and villains down of my own this morning, and Bernie was one of my heroes, along with Enrique from Adelaide. But look, that's just persistence, and it is individual skill, and it's fantastic to see Bernie back on a pitch. He's been through a horrendous time with injury.
Broken leg?
Broken leg, broken ankle. And it was a career-threatening injury. And it still could be. Look, he's not through the woods yet, but he's certainly back on the pitch and scoring goals. He excited the whole crowd, whether you're a Newcastle fan or a Sydney fan yesterday. When he came onto that pitch,
oh, mate, he's a good player.
He is quick, he is strong, he's big, he's positive, and he got his well-deserved goal. Great to see him on. And I believe you got him on the show this morning.
Yeah,
great,
we did.
Great guest. He's a great kid. I had him at the Mariners as both an assistant and head coach, and he's a wonderful, wonderful guy.
Now, we're going to ask you about the Brisbane game v Melbourne City. There was an incident, Jade North, and I hope we've got the footage here for you to have a look at.
I hope you haven't.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it again.
They review these, don't they?
Well, they have to. If we had one earlier in the season where I came on and got on my soapbox, Neil Kilkenny, if you remember, from Melbourne City, ironically, who went down very easily in the middle of the pitch with a little slap to the jaw. But the most surprising thing about this one is that it was Jade North, who's such a stand-up citizen, such a stand-up role model for our game, and a hard-as-nails defender.
I was about to say, he's a tough, no-nonsense defender, isn't he?
I can only put this down to one thing, and that's the emotion between the two coaches leading into the game
Absolutely.
And during the game, that it spilled over onto the pitch. And there was two incidents. There's this one here. If you're watching on Channel 526, that's a little tiny tap to the neck, and he's gone down like he's been shot.
Yeah.
And it's a disgraceful act, and I know Jado's personality. He will have woken up yesterday morning and been highly embarrassed, and I'd be very surprised if he doesn't come out and say something about it early this week. But the other incident was Dean Bouzanis, the goalkeeper for Melbourne City, who went when they scored and went straight over to John Aloisi on the Brisbane bench and gave him a gobful. Now, I think that's totally disrespectful, a bad look for the game, and I can only assume that was the emotion of the two coaches spilling into the players, and they were so desperate for the result, they lost their heads momentarily.
Absolutely. Just the Jay North, the biggest penalty that happened there was they scored where he would have been defending.
That's right.
He would have been standing where those guys were.
And if ever there's karma, that was it, because they deserve to score from that.
Tony Popovich just wipes the brow a little bit, gets rid of a bit of sweat, mate. They've broken a long losing streak.
They did, but the question...
Oh, winless streak,
Yeah, of course. With all those draws that they had. But the question remains, what's he going to do about the number nine position? He had a young kid, Lachlan Scott, playing there on the weekend. He didn't score. He's a young kid. You can't pin your title hopes on him. Sanlab came off the bench and scored. The other goals came from an own goal by the Mariners, Jake McGing, and Martinez and Jumpai Kusukami, who are both midfielders, but they really stood up on the day. So that's a great sign for the West Sydney Wanderers. But they need that go-to number nine, because don't forget they've got Asian Champions League coming up in February as well, where the quality steps up to a whole new level. But good result for Western Sydney Wanderers. Roy O'Donovan for the Mariners has come out and begged his club to spend some money in January to bring in some more experience. So watch this space, because I know the owner of the Mariners is not big on spending money.
No, quite clearly. Mossy, first-hand experience there. We thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure, guys. See
really good round of the A-League there. Sydney FC, six clear of Melbourne City. Melbourne victory, third. Brisbane, fourth position.